I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Today, for our 50 state series, we're visiting West Virginia. By many measures, West Virginia is one of the poorest states in the country. Its economy has long been reliant on coal, and coal is used in the steelmaking process. But when steelmaking largely shifted overseas, West Virginia's coal industry took a big hit. Now it's under pressure again as the U.S. turns increasingly to cleaner, cheaper sources of energy. And that's left many in West Virginia looking beyond coal. The World's Jason Margolis has this profile of a startup that's bringing a very different set of jobs to the state.
Tanner Lee Swagger graduated from high school this spring. His father and his grandfather both worked in West Virginia's coal industry. I asked Swagger if any of his classmates were going the coal route.
No.
None?
None.
What are most of your friends doing now?
Honestly, working, I know, fast food, and we're not working at all.
We have those new socket adapters.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I met Swagger at his job installing rooftop solar panels. He says his family is delighted.
Oh, they love it. They're happy. They're excited that I'm actually doing something different. You know, a lot of people ain't doing this in West Virginia. A lot of people's against it, actually. A lot of people want to go back to coal.
And obviously you're not against it, right?
No, I ain't against it. I love solar. It's way better than coal, I think.
Solar panels can save people money on their electricity bills and cut down on greenhouse gas emissions, which fuel climate change. Swagger is working as an apprentice with Solar Hauler. 32-year-old Dan Conant founded the company 4 years ago. He doesn't see solar and coal at odds with each other.
The way I think about it as a West Virginian is that West Virginia has always been an energy state, and this is just the next step.
Don't let the accent fool you. He's a native.
I've been told so many times that you don't sound like a West Virginian because I don't have a thick twang or, yeah.
Conant left his job at the U.S. Department of Energy to start Solar Hauler to try to help slow his state's economic slide.
Mingo County, West Virginia, which is where I think three of our crew members are coming out of today, they've lost more than 40% of all the jobs in the entire county in the past 4 years.
Only about 12,000 West Virginians work in coal mining today, a 90% decline over two generations. President Trump has made bringing back coal jobs an outsized part of his Make America Great Again platform. Conant is grateful for the spotlight on the economic plight of Appalachia, but he doesn't see a return to the good old days either.
We need to find new things. It's not going to be the coal industry of the past. The industry has been so automated. Strip mining doesn't take the number of people that guys with headlamps and pickaxes did.
Solar may be an energy of tomorrow, but coal jobs pay much better. Solar panel installers earn about $12 an hour. Coal mining jobs here typically pay more than double that. But those jobs are increasingly hard to find, and Solar Hauler needs workers now. It's setting up a training center in an old abandoned factory in Huntington, West Virginia. Deacon Stone with Solar Hauler shows me around.
This was Corbin Clothing Manufacturer. They made some of the finest, like, Mad Men era clothing that you could get straight up from Wall Street, New York City. It was all across the country.
He stops the tour and points at something bizarre. Rows and rows of church pews.
So we're in Appalachia, you know, and you can't throw a rock and not hit a church or a place that will soon be a church, right? So these pews came from a local...
Long story short, they needed seating in a hurry.
And we had no means to purchase chairs, no means to borrow things, and it was just like we're sweating. And I pass by and I see these pews, and it's like deep discount if you take them all.
Solar Hauler is partnering with a nonprofit called the Coalfield Development Corporation. They own the building. Beyond solar jobs, they're teaching former coal workers skills like woodworking and farming. Apprentices with Coalfield Development work 33 hours and spend 6 hours a week at a community college. About 90 people have entered the program. Brandon Dennison is the group's CEO.
Coal is more than just an employment base here in Appalachia. I mean, it's central to our identity. And that lets you know a sense of our pain the last few years. No one industry can replace coal, nor should it. We need to diversify and have lots of different business opportunities.
Half of Coalfield Development's funding, nearly $2 million, comes from a federal program called the Appalachian Regional Commission. It was created by an act of Congress in 1965 at the urging of Presidents John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson to combat the region's high levels of poverty. The Trump administration wants to defund it. Dennison says that worries him a lot.
If we lost our Appalachian Regional Commission funding, we would have to basically cut our scale of impact in half.
Here's how the mayor of Huntington sees potential funding cuts.
Well, it's stupid.
Steve Williams is a Democrat and is running for Congress next year. Proponents of the Appalachian Regional Commission say it's helped dramatically cut rural poverty, improve regional health care and education. Opponents say it's a waste of taxpayer money. President Trump's budget calls for the elimination of, quote, unnecessary federal funding, citing a 1996 government study casting doubt on the commission's effectiveness. President Ronald Reagan also tried to defund it repeatedly, by the way. Mayor Williams says pulling the plug on the Appalachian Regional Commission would send a clear message.
That says to me that they're giving up on this area.
For now, Congress has voted to restore the program's funding through the end of the year. Dan Conant, the founder of Solar Hauler, stays clear of politics. He's interested in market economics. And at the end of the day, he thinks he's betting on a winner.
Within a week of cutting the ribbon on our very first project, we got so much interest around the state that we outstripped the capacity of everybody who knew how to install solar in West Virginia at that point.
Conant says he's currently backed up on 16 projects, and he needs trained workers to get things moving along. For The World, Jason Margolis, Lewisburg, West Virginia.
Jason's story is part of our 50 state series exploring how globalization has been affecting communities across the U.S. We're seven states in. You can check out the whole series over at PRI.org.